G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014 as we preview what is the final home and away round of the season. Can we finish with a bang?
One can only hope. just happy to be on the board last week instead of going 0-4. Really interesting week coming up, a lot of permutations for that final spot in the top eight. And a few sides starting to hit form at the right time of the year.
This is an exciting round of football as you have.
Absolutely.
There's so much going on. It's going to be really good. Glad that I don't have any footy to deal with other than this footy. So, perfect.
And we kick it off on Friday night at the MCG with Collingwood and Hawthorn. The Pies getting about 8 goals. Total points line around the 190 mark.
A lot has been said, obviously, about Hawthorn and what they can actually gain out of winning this game and winning it well. Collingwood struggle against Hawthorn at the best of times, take, what, 8 of their 10 best players out of their lineup,
and absolutely.
It's difficult to see them getting anywhere near a Hawthorn football club that's pretty much in top form at the minute. They couldn't get a great deal stronger than they are right now. So I guess the only question mark is whether or not they rest a few players this week to give them a spell before the finals. I haven't seen anything in Alistair Clarkson over the last 5 or 6 years that indicates to me he's the type to take the foot off the pedal. When the team's up and playing well, you roll the dice and you keep going. He wouldn't want to mess with his momentum. So I'm expecting Hawthorn, a very close to 100% Hawthorn out there this weekend, which is going to be far too good for the Pies. Happy to take the minus.
Well, even if they do rest a couple, the way the Hawthorn squad is, 23, 24, 25, busting a gut to put their wares on display before finals time. I don't know that you'd want to be rested this week unless you're a bona fide top 10 player in that side.
Finals jumpers on the line.
Yeah. Absolutely. I got very close to the minus for those reasons, but I've gone with the over. I just don't see how an understrength Collingwood stops Hawthorn piling them on. Hawthorn won the last 6 between the teams by between 4 and 9 goals, and all 6 of those totals have gone past 200. Fine forecast in Melbourne, 190, I think is actually a bit cheap here, even though it's a night game. Happy to play the over.
Good stuff.
Saturday afternoon, we're at the MCG again for Carlton and Essendon. The Blues getting about 3 goals, total points line about the low 170s.
I liked this game a lot more when I thought Essendon were going to get rolled last week. It had a fair bit more on it. Carlton, obviously, abysmal last start. Their form leading into that was really good. If last week's an aberration, then you've probably got to like the 3-goal start in this game. But especially Essendon with, you know, a win does nothing for them. Win, lose or draw, it doesn't really mean a great deal. So
No Carlisle.
Look, I was really considering the 3-goal start, and I'm talking myself into it the more I keep talking. So I'm actually going to play the 3-goal start. I think Carlton, they'll just want to give their fans a bit of a sniff for next year. And Essendon, I think, will be a little bit flat week before finals, given that there's really nothing to them to play for. So I'm happy to take a 3-goal start between two sides that are relatively evenly matched. Mm.
Yeah, I really struggled to come at this game. As you said, you know, prior to last week's game, if you'd had Carlton 3-goal underdogs here, you'd have happily taken it. They were horrible. Who knows what they're going to do last start, but if they do come back to their form of fortnight ago, the plus would be the play, but pretty easy lay down from my perspective. The other Saturday afternoon game is at Paterson Stadium in Perth for Frio and Port Adelaide. The Dockers laying about 2.5 goals, total points line low 160s.
Another monster game. The winner probably gets fourth, I think, is always the way it's lining up at the minute. Port, whilst their form has been a lot better in the last couple of weeks, you'd have to say the same about Fremantle. So it's a bit hard to see them getting across the line over there, but they will throw everything at it, absolutely everything at it. It's going to be a cracking game of football. Probably a couple of angles you could take on this one. Whilst Fremantle, notorious unders team, Port Adelaide are a good overs side in all conditions, at all venues. So 160, there's a fair bit of room above that between two sides vying for a top four spot. So Fremantle showed against the Hawks that they can play that free-flowing footy. They might get out there and try and open it up. But I think Fremantle are probably just a bit too strong. And if they have the capacity to lock it down, they will. So I'll walk away from this one.
Yeah, I ended up with no bet, so I got really close to two there. I was very close to Freo at the minus, but they do have a terrible record off a short break. Covered two of their last 12 off a break, 6 days or less. And for all the reasons you outlined, was actually pretty close to betting the over. The only sticking point for me is Shower's forecast throughout the week in Perth.
Sure.
And all year that's just been horrific, and I think I've dropped about four bets betting the over and watching the weather gods just kill me before the game's even started. So lean to Freo at the minus, lean to the over pending the weather, but not enough to pull the trigger on either of them. Saturday twilight, we're out at Homebush, ANZ Stadium for Sydney and Richmond. Swans laying about 3.5 goals, total points line low to mid 170s.
The Tigers have got it all in their own hands, don't they? If they win it, they play finals, and shit, 3 months ago, that was never going to happen. So look, if they get there, they'll certainly deserved it. But it's pretty hard to see them getting past the Swans, even though the Swans have pretty much admitted that they're not going to play a full strength unit. They're going to rest a few blokes who are carrying a few injuries. So it'll be interesting to see just what sort of a side Sydney do put out in the park. But that all said, ANZ Stadium, Sydney are a different beast. They're not as good out there as they are elsewhere. Richmond came very close to knocking them off, 12 weeks ago, 13 weeks ago, when I think that was their last loss, actually, was against Sydney. Yep. So, look, I think with so much to play for, the Swans will have a red hot crack. The Tigers will have a red hot crack. They won't get there, but I am going to take the points, which is probably stupid given that I'm no good at backing either of those teams. But give them one last chance. If they don't salute, then I'm never betting Richmond ever again.
I'm going to play the under in this game. Both teams, strong trend to the under in twilight games, night games. Both strong trend to the under in on a short break. Last four between these sides at the SCG have all been 173 or below, and I think scoring on the potato patch that is the ANZ Stadium, especially after they've been playing league on it all season, is less conducive than the SCG. If the Swans rest a few, particularly if they're resting forwards, it's a bit like the Hawks. If they get blokes 23 to 27 on the list getting a game, they're playing for finals jumpers, so the intensity will be there, but the skill might not be.
Yep.
Tigers, all to play for. I can't imagine this being a free-flowing game. I could see a real arm wrestle, and I think there's a fair bit of room under that low 170s line.
Good.
Saturday night, we're down at Geelong at Simmons Stadium for the Cats and the Lions. Cats laying about 7 goals, total points line low 180s.
It's a nothing game for the Cats. Can't lose second or third. They'll be second or third, and either way, they're playing Hawthorn at the G next week, so not a great deal in it for them. I would imagine they'd probably rest a few. Stevie J won't be risked, so they will be out of form. I think Brisbane came very close to knocking them off in this game last year, which would have given them two wins over the Catters last year. So look, maybe have a sneaky look at the plus, but last game of the year, young bodies up in Brisbane, travelling down to Skilled Stadium, pretty easy lay down for mine.
Yeah, not a lot to play here for my mind either. The only bet could be Brisbane at the plus. Geelong, very poor record, is big favourites as a general rule, but they do have a very strong record at Cadinia, and it really depends on what Brisbane side you get. If Brisbane are up and about, I think 7 goals is a lot against a side that has bigger fish to fry next week, but not enough to incentivise a bet for me here. The other Saturday night game is at the Docklands Etihad Stadium for North Melbourne and the Demons. North laying about 7.5 goals, total points line around the 170 mark.
Is there any tennis or anything on Saturday night?
Who knows? I'm going to watch the rugby league. I don't know what games they are, but I'm going to be watching the league.
Nothing in this one for mine. I had a look at it, but 5 minutes couldn't pique my interest. I'm going to bother talking more about it.
Nah, Melbourne looks shot. Ruse will win by enough, but whether 7.5 goals is more than they need, I suspect it is. They just need to get around with no injuries.
Yep.
Pretty easy lay down. Sunday afternoon, we're up at the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium for the Suns and the Eagles. Suns getting about 3 goals start, total points line around the mid-180s.
I think Blue McKenna said the other day that if they win by 180 points, so they can still make the 8 if other results go their way. So they'll be having a dip from those clues. I think the much more likely result is that West Coast will win pretty easily. again, they do need results to go their way. They need the Swans to take care of the Tigers, but with that a pretty likely event, they'll know that then. You multi those into each other, and I think West Coast to do this one, maybe not covering that line, but I think there'll be plenty of points scored against it with two teams that are both pretty free-flowing and entertaining sides in a day game up on the Gold Coast where the ball generally moves pretty well. I'm happy to play over the 185.
Yep, I'm on the over for all the reasons you outlined. Gold Coast, in the last 2 years, 15-5 to the over in day games. West Coast, 15-6 to the over. Also on the plus, Eagles have won all four head-to-head, but they've all been at Subi, and three of them have been by less than three kicks. Eagles have only covered three of their last 15 as favourite of less than five goals. They flat-track really bad sides. Gold Coast at Metricon are not a really bad side, and they have headaches all the time against sides that are reasonably competitive with them. Three goals at Metricon is worth about five goals at a neutral and six to seven goals at Subi, and I think that's too many. So plus in the over for me, and I hope the Eagles, because I've got a bet on the Eagles to make the eight, I hope they win 105 to 100 and everything gets up. It's asking a lot, but hopefully it'll all find a way home.
Beautiful.
The other Sunday afternoon game is at the Adelaide Oval for the Crows and St Kilda. Crows laying about nine goals, total points line around the 190 mark.
So you'll have to bear with me here because we've got to lay the framework. So what's happened so far is that Sydney have beaten Richmond in a close one. So yep. our plus is saluted there. West Coast have narrowly beaten Gold Coast in a high-scoring affair earlier in the day.
Yep.
And Adelaide need to win by about 90 to 100 points.
Yep.
To leapfrog West Coast into eighth spot.
Yep.
I think that all of those things are going to happen, and Adelaide, with a 100-point win, will be a legitimate chance to get into the eight on percentage. And with that in mind, they will belt the living piss out of St Kilda. They will win by whatever they need to, which is certainly a lot more than 55.5. And given that, there will be lots and lots of points. We're going to play the minus and the over in this game, and all those things are going to happen because the football gods owe me that after the weekend.
Yeah, it's a compelling argument.
Don't worry about it, Johnny Mitch. It's going to happen. You'll be saluted. Don't worry, mate.
I can't bet this game because it requires all that sort of stuff in advance to get them to that point.
Get on it on Sunday, have it.
it would actually be a good conditional bet, even if you... Yeah, you know, if you know the Sydney-Richmond result, so West Coast, Gold Coast are a couple of hours ahead of this game, but nonetheless, Adelaide could go in and say, in all likelihood, West Coast win. Well, we need to prepare for West Coast winning, and if they do win, we need to go out there and flog the crap out of St Kilda. Yep. And that'll have to be their mindset.
Yeah.
And if they get to the game day and say, well, either we don't need to win at all, so it's a bit pointless, or we just need to get across the line somehow, well, that's a different beast, but... can't be betting it at this stage in my head, but that might be a game day proposition. If the cards fall the way you've outlined them, suddenly that minus doesn't look so bad. We close things off at the Docklands in the twilight game for Western Bulldogs and GWS. Dogs laying about four goals, total points line low 180s.
Don't care.
I'm going to bet the over. both sides good to the over off a long break. Dogs have been good. Overs teams that Eddie had this year. The three games these sides have played thus far have all been at Manuka Oval, and the last one of those went over this number. I think Eddie had with the roof down, the roof closed at least. They'll rack up a score, nothing to play for, entertain the fans a bit. Hopefully one side kicks at least 20 goals and we get to end the home and away season with a winner.
Fair enough.
Alright, so that leaves me with a total of five this week. I've got the overs in Collingwood Hawthorn, the unders in Sydney Richmond, Suns at the plus and the over in that same game against the Eagles, and the overs in the Dogs GWS game.
Yeah, well, I've got...
total of six now.
I think I've got six now. Yeah, I talked myself into another one. There you go. That was good. okay, Hawthorn at the minus, Carlton at the plus, Richmond at the plus. Overs in the Gold Coast West Coast game and Adelaide minus into overs in the same game.
There we go. A big Sunday to finish up. We've got six between us on the Sunday.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Someone will have the shits, I'd imagine, by about 5:30.
Alrighty, well, there you go, folks. Last game, last week of the home and away season. We'll be back again next week to do the quarterfinals. But until then, good luck and good punting.